Locker room chats continue, an opportunity to talk with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. His team getting a big win on the road in district play, 12-0, a low-scoring shutout victory last Friday against Troy. Coach, obviously that's a big win for your team moving forward here down the stretch, but just talk about your team's performance and getting that win.
We played really hard, and I'm proud of the way that we played. I think the second half, a little bumpy, kind of carried over to turn it into a full game against Troy. Big win for our kids, a little confidence booster, and it's always good to beat a league and a district team.
Yeah, Trent LeCure, of course, scoring both touchdowns for you, but obviously I think the big key here is the defense. Obviously, Troy is a team that's able to put up some points, and you guys keep them off the scoreboard and keep them under 70 yards of offense. I mean, you know, what stood out about the defense and, you know, what was there for them to perform at a high level?
I think the biggest thing was we were just so disappointed how we competed against Montbuncey, and I'd say the kids more so than the coaches even. And I think they knew that if they would have played with a different energy and intensity against Montbuncey, we might have done a couple different things. So they kind of made it a point to make sure that they did that from the start of the game against Troy.
Valley Heights coming up, another big one inside the district this week against Jackson Heights. We'll preview that matchup right after this. Continuing to talk with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble, it is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Team coming off a big win over Troy last week, 12-0, 2-3 now overall, but monster for the district as they get set for a matchup with Jackson Heights this week. Both of you guys right there in the middle of the district, this will be a key district game to kind of help with positioning, you know, towards the upper half of the district. You know, how important is this game and obviously going out and getting a win this week?
Well, you said it. I mean, we're both right there in the middle. It could help with positioning and home field advantage on week 9. So we've been stressing that this week to the kids, and I think everybody understands. Plus, just playing Jackson Heights has always been traditionally a good kind of rivalry game for us anyway. So definitely an exciting week for us.
Yeah, Cobra's coming off a loss to 1A number 1 Olpe last week. That was a 35-0 defeat at the hands of the number 1 team in 1A. But when you look at the Cobras, they got wins over Oskaloosa, Horton, and Troy. You know, what stands out and what do you see on film or what do you know about them and what kind of challenges do they present this week?
Kind of the same thing they've always presented. They're always somehow a really good-sized team. We got a lot of young kids on the field, and so far this year they haven't backed down from anybody physically. But Jackson Heights is a little bigger than some of the teams we've played, so just presents another challenge for us this week.
What do you look at for keys to the game and expectations this week for your team to go out and get a big district win?
I would say the biggest thing is continue to do what we did on defense last week, and then we got to keep improving on offense. We feel like we're really close on a lot of things. It's just a few things here or there could really get us rolling on offense, and that time of year where we got to start making it happen.
Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble joining us, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. They take on Jackson Heights this week in a key 1A District 2 matchup. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.